your other grandparents?
Another grandmother, yes, ma'am. She was a little bit younger than the first grandmother, not too much younger. She was a little bit younger. She lived down in Crockett, Texas.
Was she born there?
I am not sure. I think she was, as a matter of fact. I'm pretty sure she was born in Crockett, Texas.
Was she a housewife?
She was a housewife. She had six children. She kept pretty busy too. They lived dog lives back in those days of time.
Do you have any idea about what her schooling was like?
Actually, I don't know. No, I sure don't. I just make a bet. She married when she was 15 years old, so I don't imagine she got too much schooling.
Have time?
No, I don't think so. I don't think they paid much attention to school back in those times. Did you want to see me? Could you excuse me? Just
your grandfather on the father's side, we'll call it a day.
Grandfather on the father's side? Well, his name was John. He was a native of the state of someplace in Tennessee. I don't know. Born out in the country in Tennessee. He moved over to Crockett about 1849. Operated a plantation. He was in the Civil War too. Had a pretty active Civil War record, as a matter of fact. He was in the Battle of Santa Fe out here. Texas tried to take New Mexico right to start the Civil War, so they sent a Texas organization out there to take Santa Fe, and they got out there and ran into a whole bunch of Yankee troops and got with it. Sure did, but he got out of it himself. And then he came back and he joined up when the Texas people retook Galveston. He was in the Battle of Galveston. And they retook Galveston and he went over on the Mississippi River and he fought all up down the Mississippi until he got to Vicksburg. And I don't know what happened after that. He had a pretty active war record.
So all of your ancestors survived the Civil War?
My ancestors survived, as you say. That's what they made it. Well, some of the family members were lost, but they were uncles and so forth. He moved over to Crockett, Texas when the family moved over there. Well, they all came from Tennessee, but some of them stopped at Athens, Texas over here, and then he went on down to Crockett.
Did you ever know him?
Never did. He died about 3 years before I was born. So I never changed. No doubt. He was a pretty good man, I think, as well as I can understand.
Have any idea about the extent of his schooling?
I don't think we had much. I doubt it. Yeah, he had his schooling at all. Or he may have learned how to read and write, and that's about all. Never knew that at the time. We didn't get very much. His father